Welcome to Network, a production of Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And now your host, Joel Sutherland.
Welcome to Network, a program dedicated to helping believers and churches cast the net of the gospel. I am your host, Joel Sutherland. Well, believe it or not, Vacation Bible School is just around the corner. Starting maybe at the end of May and June and July, churches all across our state will be doing Vacation Bible School, which is the number one evangelistic tool that our top evangelistic churches use. Many people are brought to Christ of all ages during Vacation Bible School. So we want to help you this year with Vacation Bible School. And to do that, we have Steve Parr, our Vice President of Evangelism and Sunday School, who's interviewing Keith Stewart, who is our consultant who specializes in Vacation Bible School training. Listen in as these two talk about how you can use Vacation Bible School to reach more people for Christ in your church.
Today, we're going to turn our attention in an interview to how to make the Vacation Bible School more evangelistic. Keith, glad to have you with us again this week, brother.
Always good to be back.
Well, this has been a great series, and I know it's going to be very helpful for our listeners and their churches. Let's talk about evangelism. I know in week one you talked about the purpose of Vacation Bible School. Give us a quick synopsis again. Why do we have Vacation Bible School? What's the purpose?
First and foremost, the purpose of VBS is to communicate the gospel to children, teenagers, and adults. It's one of the best tools that a local church has to be evangelistic and to reach out in their community with the gospel.
Why do you think Vacation Bible School is such a good tool when it comes to the evangelistic component of what we're trying to do in Vacation Bible School?
I think because one of the audience that you have, and it's primarily children, although teenagers and adults are involved in Bible schools as well, but you have children, they're the right age that when they are hearing the gospel, that they have that faith that Jesus talked about of a little child, and they're willing to respond. I mean, they're having fun, and they're surrounded by music and decorations, and people are loving on them. And then you add in the gospel message, and you do it in a way that they can understand it. You sit there and say, well, why wouldn't they respond in a positive way to that?
Keith, I'm going to lay a heavy question on you, and I know we can't spend the whole time on this, so just first reaction to this question, how does a child need to be, do you suppose, to trust Jesus Christ as Savior?
Boy, that's a tough one. One of the things that we want to train our teachers is to kind of be listening, and when those children begin to ask those questions, when they're preschoolers moving up into the first grade, certainly we're very careful. But when they start moving above the first grade, when they get in the second and third and fourth, and certainly in the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, that's when you really need to be looking for children to make a decision for Christ.
Probably like you, I've heard of some very young children coming to faith in Jesus and hearing testimonies later, very legitimate, but I think we'd both agree that you want to take good precautions and be balanced there, and we're trying to lead them to a true faith, repentance decision for Jesus Christ, and not just a decision to join the church. It's about truly coming to know Jesus as Savior. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, Steve. And that's why we need to be so careful with those youngest children, because we don't want to force them in anything. We don't want to make them feel like they have to do something, but that it truly is a Holy Spirit-driven acceptance of the gospel. And I'm always a little concerned when it's the little bitty ones. I feel much more comfortable. But again, time will tell. And that's why I think we can take our time with those youngest children especially.
Do you have any particular precautions that you would share as we're talking about, again, the evangelism component of Vacation Bible School? Wanted to see people, especially children, trust Jesus as Savior. But again, not trying to, quote, be out for numbers or generate decisions, but true faith decisions. Any precautions that you would share?
Yeah, I think we have to be careful when we make mass appeals, like in a worship rally. One of the things that I particularly prefer and suggest is that you take small groups and that you rotate them through, and maybe with the pastor. And in those small groups, the pastor is able to share the gospel very clearly, very plainly, in an unhurried way, and that you're able to make sure anybody that comes forward, that you're able to get their information so that you can follow up with later. And that's really the key. But especially for those second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth graders, we want the opportunity to have in small groups to hear the gospel message, usually the pastor is a good person to do that.
I think you and I would be on the same page here. We see any response by that child as a first step, and we need to do good follow-up.
Exactly. Follow-up is critical.
Well, Keith, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more about how to make Vacation Bible School more evangelistic in just a few moments.
We found it while we were dating.
I found it after the death of my daughter.
I found it working my way to the top.
Find hope today at findithere.com. Call 888-537-8720. A message from Southern Baptists.
Welcome back to Network. Listen in as Steve Parr continues to interview Keith Stewart about Vacation Bible School.
Keith, we've been talking about how to make Vacation Bible School more evangelistic, and before the break, we were talking about some precautions you need to take, particularly with young children as it comes to salvation. Where does leader training fit into the equation of doing a good job of sharing the gospel with children?
Training your leaders is critical, especially when it comes to the evangelism. We want all the adults to feel comfortable when the child approaches them and begins to ask some of those very beginning questions about becoming to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. And really one of the best persons to do that training is the pastor in the church. If he could take that group and maybe during one of their meetings, sit down with them and just spend about 15 or 20 minutes of just sharing with them maybe one or two ways of being able to witness to a child. If the pastor's not available, maybe one of the minister of children in your a church in your area, maybe they can come in and help do that as well. But you just want to help your folks to become comfortable when children approach them about the gospel matters. And we know from the experts that for every trained leader, there is 1.5 decisions for Christ. So we want as many leaders trained as possible.
Well, it's so important that as we share the gospel, certainly we want to see our children, those of our members, come to faith in Christ. But if VBS is going to be evangelistic, we've got to get a lot of guests present. So talk to us for a moment about what does a church do to get the community involved and guests at Vacation Bible School?
That's so right, Steve. We want to get the word out. It does us no good if all we do is have our own folks there. One of the things a church can do is take advantage of the local paper. Usually there is a section for all the VBSs to list their dates and times and locations. Also, local radios stations are usually very good about advertising. Community scroll on local TV stations, as long as you get the information to them by their deadlines, they tend to be very good about that. You can do things like pass out flyers at church or maybe even get into some of your public or private schools, and they may let you stuff backpacks with flyers for the preschool and children. There are so many ways that you can kind of reach out into community and let them know. Take advantage of the daycares in the area. Take advantage of the YMCA. That C still stands for Christian, and many of them will allow you to hand out flyers to all of their children and make as many folks know about your VBS.
I like all those ideas. The bottom line, we need to do as much as possible, but I don't think anything's more effective than our members just inviting friends and neighbors. I've also seen churches, and where I've served, we've done carnivals, block parties, things like the Friday night before or the weekend before to register. Is that an effective way to promote your Vacation Bible School?
Oh, absolutely. Having some kind of a kickoff event is a great way. You know, you can go rent one of the bouncy houses for fairly inexpensive, and kids will just come out of the woods to spend some time on one of those. Just anything that's fun and exciting. You could grill hot dogs. You can do face painting, have clowns, whatever it is. But just something to get the excitement built.
Well, let me ask you this, Keith. Friday Vacation Bible School is over, or is it?
No, Vacation Bible School is not over. We have got to follow up with those prospects. You hopefully have done a good job of registering everybody, and you've identified those folks who are unchurched. I would recommend that every VBS team has a person dedicated that all they do is follow up or outreach. And it's imperative that you get into every one of those homes and you touch base with those families. You've been loving on those kids for a whole week, and more than likely they have gone home excited and fun and singing the songs and showing their parents the artwork. And so you have no greater chance to get into homes that maybe people will never darken your door than you will following Vacation Bible School. So you want to make sure that you follow up. And then after you follow up, you want to tie those prospects back into your Sunday school. Let your Sunday school continue that process of calling on them and following up on them.
That's a great idea. I love to tell the children, hey, we do this every week at our church on Sunday morning. So it's a great opportunity. Keith, I appreciate that. Next week, I've asked you to put together a don't forget list, and I'm going to go over that next week and just interact with you about that. So join us next week as we continue looking at Vacation Bible School and how to make it intentionally evangelistic.
You have been listening to Network, the program dedicated to helping churches and believers cast the net of the gospel. You've been listening to Steve Parr interview Keith Stewart about Vacation Bible School. Be sure and check out these resources. There is evangelismga.com, where you'll find help with evangelism in all areas of your church. To find help with Vacation Bible School, go to gabaptist.org/SSOG, and there you'll find help from our own Sunday school department about Vacation Bible School. Also, you can go to lifeway.com, and they have a great resource there for Vacation Bible School as well. And you can call us here at 1-800-RING-GBC and ask for our Sunday school department, and they'll be glad to help. Well, thank you for listening in. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. Until next time.
Network is a production of the Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention.